I really noticed it when I was younger.
Right now,
beautiful
on KSL Plus.
It's unreal where we can do that.
After decades of darkness,
this is a long time coming.
The lights are finally on in one of the last places in the country to receive electricity.
We like it. We can see what we're doing.
So in Utah County,
I'm Matt Rascone, and this week we travel to the small Diné or Navajo community of Westwater.
I used to live in Leamington, Utah. That's where I was raised.
In where?
Leamington, Utah.
Where's that at? I'm not from Utah originally.
Oh, you know where Delta, Utah is?
Yes.
It's about 30 miles away from there.
Okay.
Yeah, Bessie Begay was born in Westwater. She and her siblings were taken away from her parents when she was six because she says they were alcoholics. But when she grew up, she returned.
My family asked me to come back. My dad did anyway.
And how long have you been
there? I'm going to redo it for us. But it was nice to come back. I used to sit here. It's all, you know, having lights up there. My foster parents would come home when there was not light. I would sit out here and just look. It was pretty, you know, in the evening time, it's really pretty here. You can see lots of things. And
Yeah,
we used to, me and my sisters, we used to count how many airplanes went over our heads and stuff like that.
It was always sort of like dark.
Thomas Chi is the president of the Westwater community.
Not easy.
Like others, he also left, spent some time working in the city, but couldn't stay away for too long.
When I came back to my community, I noticed that there was a need, and I had to act. In the outcome, we always try to move forward and try to overcome certain things, and that's how life was for Westwater.
A neighborhood of dirt roads and 29 lots. A creek bed and some brush separate the community from Blanding City to the east. But for so long, so much more has set it apart from other communities and cities in Utah. Westwater sits on tribal land. And since the beginning of its existence, the people who live there have not had access to running water or electricity.
We just storage our stuff here. This is what it looks like. In the winter, summertime, it's cool. It's really cool. You don't have the door open. It's cool. In the wintertime, it keeps it warm in here.
Not for lack of trying, but the governor's office described it as a uniquely difficult political and logistical challenge. It required the cooperation of city, county, state, and tribal governments and the Utah Associated Municipal Power Systems.
Okay, are we good in the back? Can you hear?
Lieutenant Governor Deidre Henderson was instrumental in pushing the project forward.
It's just been a little more than a year ago that I visited Westwater for the first time. At the time, I had only recently heard about this community and the extraordinary efforts that had been made over many years to bring the residents much-needed power and water. During that visit, one of the Westwater residents told us she didn't believe that she would ever get power or water. Politicians had been promising her this for years, she said. They would hold meetings and talk, but nothing ever happened. It didn't take me long to realize why that was. Westwater has some unique jurisdictional and funding challenges that no single entity could possibly overcome alone. By the time I heard about Westwater last year, though, the question of how to deliver power had already been figured out because of the collaborative efforts of the Navajo Nation, NTUA, Blanding City, the State of Utah, and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. But the challenges of how to deliver running water, well, that remained. 2 weeks ago, I was in Blanding for state business when I saw the power lines over here in Westwater. And they brought tears to my eyes. Simply by chance, I was here on the day that the community was electrified. It was beautiful to see those long-awaited porch lights shining in Westwater that night.
The Navajo Nation helped fund the project with the help of the State of Utah and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Here we go.
Each donated $500,000 to the cause.
What a wonderful experience that is. So thank you to all of you for letting us participate in this special moment in your life.
Elder Dieter Uchtdorf is an apostle in the church and one of many church, state, and local leaders to gather with Blanding and Westwater residents to celebrate the milestone.
It is actually symbolic for the church activity because we focus on the one first. That's what the Savior did. And here you have Blanding, a wonderful community, but just across a little canyon there, so to speak, there's another little community which is lacking what we need in this place. And so, like, you know, the Good Samaritan went out and went for the one, here is an opportunity to do something without great fanfare, without, I hope, too much media effect, but focusing on the ones who are affected by getting electricity and water to this community.
The project ties Westwater to Blanding's power grid, which the state says will work as a pass-through for electricity that the Navajo Tribal Utility Authority owns.
What has it been like, and how are you feeling about these groups coming together to help turn the lights on?
Oh, I love them. I love them. I appreciate all their help that to bring the light and the water's coming. So I just can't wait to see the water come in. It's nice. I really appreciate the people that have been helping us get this done.
Yeah. And how has it changed life for you and your family?
I guess for my grandson, at least he can do his lessons without the little lights. He can see better. And we just we like it. We can see what we're doing.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Big change.
Yeah.
Like for me, I'm 83.
Albert Kly has spent most of the last 74 years living here.
Then we have to use the propane lanterns, you know, at night.
He remembers what it was like growing up, and he recognizes the impact the lights bring.
But now it's really convenient. Turn the switch and lights up everything.
No more worrying about the noise and fuel that come with generators.
It's exciting, and I'm excited for all my community to just flip on a switch or turn on the faucet. And it seems like we're more efficient now.
The work to bring basic utilities to this Diné community is still far from over.
So how do you get water right now?
We haul it, and we put it down in here. And then we have a pump that pumps it into the house.
Remaining funds from the electricity project will now go to the water project, a plan that involves building a deep water well to run water to their faucets.
When we all come together, good things happen. And I'm grateful for all the great leaders that have come together to make this great day happen.
That does it for us this week on KSL Plus. I'm Matt Rascone. We'll see you again next week.